Do you wish somebody would just hand you the rule book on how to make law of attraction work? See, when you understand exactly how it works, how to tap into it, and how to leverage it, that's when life can take on this amazing magical flow where people look at you and think, how does she do it? She makes it look so easy. Everything just works out for her. So in this episode, we're going to break it down into really simple terms. What makes law of attraction work? How do you tap into it? How do you leverage it so you can attract more abundance and enjoy a much more abundant business and life? You ready? Let's do it. For all things money and mindset to help you build a more abundant business and create a more abundant life so you never worry about money again, be sure to subscribe to my channel and click that notification bell. When I first discovered the secret, I did all the things. Affirmations, vision boards, writing my goals. I did everything and anything I possibly could. And you know what? I had some good results and I had some zero results. It was all over the place, very haphazard. And I didn't really know what was working, what wasn't working, or if maybe it was all just blind luck. And then fast forward a few more years and I actually started working with one of my heroes and mentors, Mike Dooley. And I became a trainer in his Infinite Possibilities program. And I learned how thoughts become things. And I also studied hypnosis and NLP and learned how the mind works. And through all of that, I realized one really important thing, that you don't have to do all of that stuff, because essentially it's actually very, very simple when you understand the basic rules of law of attraction. And since then, I've gone on to share that with my students, especially in my Magnetic Money program. And one of the things they really love is just the relief they feel when they realize that they don't have to do a million things, because it actually is deceptively easy. And in this episode, I'm going to share those rules so that your manifesting can get easier too. Okay, are you ready? Number one, everything is energy. As you look around your world, the room you're in right now, everything you see is actually nothing but pure potential. It's all energy. It's particles vibrating at the speed of light. They're not here more than they are here. So the world that we actually see and perceive is an illusion. Things are not really solid. In fact, there is more empty space in the things that you're looking at than there is things, right? And even the things that are there, those little electrons spinning around, they are not here more than they actually are here. Where do they go when they're not here? Back to the field of pure potential. So without wanting to spin your brain out completely with some quantum physics principles, the bottom line is that everything is energy and everything is vibration. Everything is just little particles, packets of energy that are vibrating at different frequencies. And here comes the very important part of that. You are too. So moving on to number two is that like attracts like. So within this vibrational universe, things are attracted to one another and magnetized to one another that are on the same vibrational frequency. Like attracts like. That's the law of resonance. So the interesting thing with that is that the more anything stays on a given frequency, the more it continues to attract and build momentum on its attraction power. And we call that law of attraction. Like attracts like. And if you hold that frequency for longer at that vibration, then more and more and more things start to be attracted and appearing in your reality that match that frequency. Okay, number three, not only are you energy, pure potential and vibration at your core, but you are energy with consciousness. What does that mean? You are energy that is aware of itself. So unlike my Buddha or my plant, you know who you are, that you exist, and you can be aware of your vibration. You can be aware of your energy and you also have control over it. You can change your vibration. You can adjust your frequency. You literally have your finger on the dial. So just stop for a moment and consider how powerful that is. Do you consider yourself the creator of your life? pause for a moment and recognize your power and let me know in the comments below, have you ever thought of yourself that way? Okay, moving right along. Number four, everything you want is on a high vibration. The things you desire, more money, better relationships, better health, more fun in your life, all of those are good feeling things, right? Which is why you want them. So all of those things are actually on a high frequency, a high vibing frequency. And given everything else we've just talked about, if you want to become magnetic and attract more of those things into your experience, you need to get on that high vibing frequency. And if you'd like to find out a little bit more and get some ideas on exactly how to do that, be sure to watch this episode over here. Okay, number five, this is the big one. Raising your vibration is important because it matches you with the frequency of what you desire, right? But the key to actually having manifestations appear more easily is to maintain your vibration. Maintaining your vibration is key, which is why it's so important that you become self-aware and that you get better and better and better at not only raising your vibration, at not only recognizing where your vibration is at, but at maintaining it there as steadily as you possibly can. It's all about stability, because remember that stability allows law of attraction to keep on gathering and building momentum and bring you more ideas, more synchronicities, more perfect matches for the outcome that you desire. And if you've been trying to manifest what you want, but it's just not happening, then keep an eye out for next week's episode, which is going to look like this, because I'm going to cover that for you and we'll do some troubleshooting if you need it. Now, I bet one of the things that is towards the top of that list of what you'd like to manifest more of is money, cash, moolah. And the thing with money is that it brings with it a whole lot of other set of complications and challenges for various reasons, which I won't go into in this episode. But money is challenging for most of us for lots of different reasons as a specific subject and a specific thing that you might want to manifest and attract more of, which is why I have created an entire group coaching program called Magnetic Money, where I literally hold your hand and lead you through a step-by-step process that allows you to consistently attract more money and build your money confidence. Now, if you're not in magnetic money and you're not quite ready to step into that next level of transformation yet, then I can still give you a little bit of a hand by helping you make some simple tweaks that allow you to align with that vibration of cold hard cash much more easily. So I've created a free training. It's called the Manifesting Abundance Quick Fix, and you can grab that training right now. I'll pop the link to it in the description for you below. So be sure to click below and jump into the Manifesting Abundance Quick Fix training. And remember, if you enjoyed this video, I would love you to let me know by clicking the like button, hitting subscribe so you catch the next one, and share it with any friends who would also enjoy it. It's time to embrace your unlimited potential, gorgeous, and you are absolutely ready to take that next step. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.